Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome along to William Hill's Boxing Podcast, in the company, as ever, with Big Daddy Bunce. Steve Bunce, you well? Yeah, it sounds nice, that one. It sounds all right. Some of the places that you've been of late, it sounds like a positively joyful experience, that. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna bring you back to the UK briefly before we go back out to Vegas and the MGM Grand. We've got a few interesting looking fights on this York Hall bill on Saturday night. We've got Brad Foster versus Lucien Reed for the British Super Bantamweight title, and Sonny Edwards fighting a Rosendo Hugo Guarnaras for a couple of vacant world title belts, although they've got the international and intercontinental in the titles. So, but still, you know, they're to be won, Buncey. The odds, as ever, aren't exactly enticing. But first of all, let's just do Sonny Edwards first, because he's 1-33 to win this fight. Presumably, no chance anything other than that happens for Sonny Edwards here.
No, I mean, it's a decently competitive fight.
Mm.
Lost his title for a couple of minutes the other day and managed to retain it on
Yeah, own. True.
No contest, Charlie. Yeah, I fancy Sonny. I fancy to get to him as well.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the last sort of third of the fight.
Well, just for to say he's 1-33, Buncey, just for him to stop the guy, full stop, any round you want, is 2-1. Which I think is an absolute. That was going to be my next question. When you're looking at a very short price for the actual win, I was going to say, can he stop him? And your answer satisfies my curiosity. Let's have a look at the one that's a little bit tighter in the betting. Brad Foster versus Lucien Reed. Foster's priced up at 2-5 here, so still fairly short. 15-8 for Reed, 25-1 the price for the draw. As I said, this is for the British Super Bantamweight title. 11-0-1 Foster's record. Lucien Reed's record 8-0-1. Could be a very nice domestic tear up this, Buncey.
Yeah, especially as it's a small hall.
Mm.
If you were there, it's going to be one of those genuine fights. It's a real British title fight. It's got terrific background. It's got terrific narrative, as they like to say. I'm pleased the bookies have got it. So I fancy Foster, provided he's okay at the weight and he's a big old boy. I fancy Foster, and I fancy him to stop Reed. I think Reed might even be in front at one point, pushed on by his crowd. Foster won the fight away from home in a fight that he was not the favourite under any circumstances. In fact, he would have been a long underdog that night, and he managed to win away from home in the guy's backyard. I like Foster a lot. So, provided there's not a secret weight issue, and I don't think there is, but he is big, and he does look drawn when he gets on the scales. Provided that's not the case, I fancy that he'll get to Reed sometime in the last three or four rounds. Mm. About 8 or 9.
Another big price there. 4-1. 4-1 for the stoppage. So another... just the stoppage, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at those latter rounds, well, they haven't got anything on the individual, you know, like the grouping the three rounds together. But, I mean, if you're looking at Foster, you know, in 9 is 28-1, 10 is 28-1, 11 is 33s, and 12 is 40s. So you've got a real... Yeah, knockout bet this is turning into me.
We might have found a better than you. Brad Foster stopping is, that's a print money, my son.
We're not allowed to say that these days, won't we? That sort of stuff.
Okay.
It's fine.
I didn't say it then.
That's fine. The the main event is obviously is Tyson Fury versus Otto Valeen over in Vegas. I mean, this is Mexican Independence Day. Anyone who's who's missed the build up to this fight will have been wondering why Tyson Fury is dressed in wrestling masks and the like. This card underneath him, Buncey, is a fascinating card, isn't it? As well, I mean, the fight that stands out to a lot of people is Jose Pedraza versus Jose Zepeda. 13-2 with one stoppage, the Californian, whereas Pedraza, the Puerto Rican, is 26-2 losses himself, one stoppage as well. Looks an absolute belter, and you know it's so rare that we get such tight fights in the boxing betting world that 4-5 versus even money is almost is virtually a pick 'em anyway. That looks a fantastic fight, Buncey. That one, doesn't it? For any of the purists out there. No belt on the line, is there? But...
No belt on the line. Just a bit of pride. It's Mexico. It's Puerto Rico. It's Las Vegas. It's the Mexican crowd and it's Mexican Independence Day between the two countries that have arguably the greatest boxing rivalry. So you don't really need a belt. I mean, trust me, the WBC have manufactured belts more than that to fit any event, I can assure you. But they haven't done one for this fight, which I find strange because they could have easily come up with something. Yeah, it's a terrific fight, and you know that expression, pick 'em. It is a pick 'em fight. It really is. I came out here not sure. I've been around the two of them all week, and I'm still not sure. You know what? I'd like to go for a draw, but I'm not going to because that's a cheap way out. I'm going to go for Zepeda. I think I'm going to go for Zepeda. And if he ends up getting stopped in four rounds and losing all four, then hey, I'll hold my hands up. But I think I'm going to go for Zepeda. I think I'm going to go for a stoppage. I'm going to go for points. I'm going to go for points, Zepeda.
Well, given that you've already put up a 2-1 and 4-1 shot, let's just go with the even money for Zepeda to win the fight, full stop. Yeah. Easier that way. Let's get on to Tyson Fury, his next fight then, Buncey. We all know what this is. It's a tune-up fight, or whatever you want to call it, or it's a fight that knocks off another one of his fights on his massive deal. But we know next is Deontay Wilder. We're told never to look past opponents. Hard to, though, Buncey, when you've seen him... basically, take Tom Schwartz out of the equation with a fantastic. It was one for the purist. It was one for the knockout lover. It was everything. I mean, will he just do the same here to Otto Valeen, the Swede who is 28 years old? He's protecting a record of 20-0, 13 stoppages in there. There isn't really anyone on his record with the greatest of respect that we would even recognise if you weren't an absolute authority on European boxing here, Buncey.
Promoter to the people inside the Tyson Fury camp, they all know, even if they're not openly saying it, that he has to look good. This is the Wilder fight's in bed, it's done and dusted. So we're told the contracts are signed for February 22nd, and we're told that the contracts are signed inside the contract for the rematch sometime in early summer. That's why they're fighting in February. And then, in theory, according to Tyson Fury, he told me the other day. In theory, then, in about October, November, he fights the winner of the Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua fight. Those are the three fights that Tyson Fury is having next year, and he's adamant that that's going to happen. Well, hey-ho, as they say. But none of that happens if he loses, obviously, and I don't expect him to lose. But I do expect Wallin to be... to maybe be slightly better, slightly more elusive. Slightly smarter than Tom Schwartz back in June, who froze. I mean, Big Tom froze. He was good all week and he froze. And Valen's been terrific all week. And Valen's perfectly aware that Tom Schwartz froze. In fact, Valen told me in his suite about five floors above where I'm sitting now. He told me the other day that he saw the moment Tom Schwartz froze. And it was actually the moment when Tom Schwartz did freeze. It was after the weigh-in. When Tyson, having been smart all week and had pictures taken with Schwartz and Schwartz's family, his grandma and his team, suddenly after the weigh-in, he got in Schwartz's face and Schwartz, all the life drained out of him. And Valen's waiting and prepared for that moment. So he's a smarter fighter than a little bit better schooled. He's spent a lot of time around American trainers, and he spent a lot of time in New York, sparring with some really good guys over the years. So I expect him to put up slightly better resistance. I expect a slightly longer fight, but I expect Tyson Fury to get it soon. And the fight could be decided really quick. Tyson will work out really quick what works.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are really acknowledging how smart Fury is in a ring.
No.
How smart Fury is for tabulating and computing what he needs to do. He'll work out in the first 20 seconds what punches are going to end it, how it's going to end, and then it might be two or three or four rounds or five rounds, but what he decides in the first 20 seconds will be what happens, I assure you. So I thank you, Fury, obviously. I thank you, Mike, a little bit longer, but I think we're done and dusted by the end of five.
Yeah, it's interesting because I found an alternate grouped round betting, they call it. Tyson Fury in rounds 1 through 6 is priced up at 11-8, which I was quite surprised to see. 11-8 for getting the full first half of the fight. I mean, if you want individual rounds, you've got round 1 at 18-1, round 2 at 14s, it goes 12s, 10s, 10s, and then goes back up to from 11s up to 12s, right through from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you can have a look there. I'm going through these because William Hill's giving everyone a top price guarantee on round betting, so you won't get a better price on the rounds than here. And we know he's going to stop. We think it's very likely that he's going to stop him. So, yeah, fascinating one, that Bunsy. I was interested to see when I was looking through, because it's one thing to look at Valiant's record and dismiss it, as I kind of did. But then when I looked a little bit closer, his last proper fight really was in April of 2018, because he fought Nick Kisner, and that was stopped within a round because of an accidental headbutt, wasn't it? So, like, you know, he's barely had any time in the ring since April 2018, which probably doesn't bode well for stepping in there with one of the great boxers on the planet at the moment. A fascinating one.
An awful lot of sparring with different people, including the disgraced Gerald Miller, because they share a promoter, a man called Dimitri Salita, who years ago lost in a world title fight to Amir Khan. He's not been inactive.
No.
Even though he's from Sweden, and he said to me, I left Sweden when I was 22. So don't think he's a guy that's wandering around in Gothenburg.
You got me in one.
He came to America with his gum shield, some hope, and a couple of stuffed back bags with not a lot of money. So, even though it's 2019, and as Tyson says, he's blonde, he's good looking, he's exactly the kind of person I fancy. Blonde, tall, good looking.
And these people know,
Dimitri Salika was talking to Joey Gamache, a former double world heavyweight, so a double world champion who's his trainer, been his trainer and his friend for a long time. And they acknowledge that they need a little bit of luck on their side. They need Fury to have underestimated him. They need Fury to not have a great night. They need Fury to be bored, which he has been in some fights, those fights where he just goes for the full distance. They need those things. However, they're not calculating on what I know from Fury's state of mind. He's in a nasty state of mind. He's at peace, but he wants to get in there, put on a show, get out there, get home, then get that fight signed and sealed, get in the training camp and win that belt next February. So, my opinion, Fury does it. It might be slightly longer than sports.
Yeah, here's the ACCA that I've been putting together. Remember, if you're logged in with your balance on there, you'll get a bet boost on trebles or bigger. So this qualifies. So we've gone with Edwards by stoppage at 2-1. We've gone Foster by stoppage at 4-1. We've gone Zepeda at even money just to win the fight. And we've gone Tyson Fury in rounds 1 through 6 at 11-8. That's 70-1, Buncey, but with the boost, 84-1. 84-1. Can't argue with that, can you? That's a sort of bet I like. I might even be tempted to take out Zepeda at the evens and just leave it as a knockout treble, and that's still 40-1, Buncey.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I was about to say, the one I'm really not confident about is Zepeda.
Yeah.
So you take that out.
Yeah, like it. Yeah. So we got Edwards, Foster, Fury to finish it in the first half of the fight at 42-1 with your bet boost. Buncey, enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas. Tune in to BT Sport if you want to watch this fight on late hours of Saturday, early hours of Sunday morning, the full bill. I'm sure it'll be an entertaining evening. Buncey, enjoy it and we'll catch you up next time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.